The climate for tolerance has significantly shifted in the national discourse over the last year. Cities across the U.S. are responding in different ways. Patrice O'Neill of the Not in Our Town movement is in Bloomington Normal for a panel discussion and documentary screening this evening at Moses Montefiore Temple. In this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, O'Neill lays out how various towns are coping with increasing hate.
I think the good news in all of this trauma, and it is trauma, for millions of people across the country, for millions of us, and the good news is that communities that have been prepared, that have been working at fostering an atmosphere of inclusion, are more prepared, that they're able to respond quickly and to talk to their neighbors who might be vulnerable and build relationships and make sure people feel more secure. I think that we don't have a handle on how deeply traumatized so many people are across our country. We know, for example, from a study by Southern Poverty Law Center, they were just marking how many hate incidents were reported just in the weeks after the election, and that the highest number of incidents occurred in K-12 schools. That's a really important factor, and it's not one that is well documented. We don't even know how our children are being affected. Where we are in the Bay Area, for example, we're learning more and more about places that that may have thought they were immune, places like Marin County, to these kinds of incidents, are finding more and more anti-Semitic attacks. Things like students saying, urging other people to do Heil Hitler signs, attacks towards young people where their students are confronting Latino students and saying, build a wall, you're going to be deported. I think it's causing an incredible amount of trauma to our children, to our communities. And so the good news is there are places like Bloomington Normal that have been preparing and are continuing this conversation about what we do to stand with each other at this turbulent time.
Why the elevated frequency in elementary schools as opposed to college or high school or just out in the community? What about... Is it the age and the lack of filter of kids and they're parroting what they hear at home, or is it some other factor that's causing the disproportionate increase in that group?
I don't think that we know enough to answer definitively. K-12 schools includes everything from kindergarten through high school. I think there are two factors that we need to pay attention to. One is that young people pick up what's in the atmosphere. Culturally, they pick up what's in the media. They hear it, they repeat it. And so they may not even understand the sort of bigoted things and the harmful things they're saying to their classmates, but they are hearing it and using it and causing incredible harm. The other thing that I think we don't adequately understand is how much these memes and this... this white supremacy and neo-Nazi messaging is spreading through the internet. And we know that is the main communication source for all of our young people, for most people, actually. And we know it can be incredibly harmful. We also know that from Charlottesville and the series of hate group marches that have happened recently, that the white supremacist movement feels quite emboldened and that they are organizing on the internet and they're trying to spread their message. So there's awareness really matters, and getting these things out in the open and discussing them with your children, with your neighbors, with your friends, it's really essential.
Patrice O'Neill is the executive director of the Not in Our Town movement. She spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. She's hosting a screening of a half-hour film about an attack on immigrants in a community and how that town came together. It's called A Light in the Darkness and is showing at 6:30 at the Moses Montefiore Temple on Robin Hood Lane in Bloomington. A panel discussion with students from Bloomington Normal Schools follows the 30-minute film. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.